Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, A Call to Preach.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. I fondly remember a story in a primary grade reading book, which I recall today. There was a little boy who dearly wanted and needed some quiet time away from the daily hustle and bustle of the family. He thought and thought, and finally decided to try the very early morning before anyone else was up. The illustration shows him enjoying the peace and the sunrise and the solitude. So today we see Jesus after finishing a time with the crowds, working miracles and healing many woes, seeking some mental health time, prayer opportunity, and quiet space. He finds it, but alas, the disciples track him down with the words, "Everyone is looking for you." Of course, they had been thrilled with what they saw and received the day before, and wanted to bring new needs to Jesus. So Jesus shows us the best way to respond to this. He did not come out with a, "Can't you see I'm busy?" or "Please go away. Tell them it will be a few hours before I'm available." I fear some of us would respond that way. Sometimes we just don't want to be interrupted. But Jesus showed patience and love for the people. We do not know what happened in the minutes between Simon's request and Jesus' answer, but we do read this response here. "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." Wow. Can we, in a moment of stress and pull in another direction, remember that it is our call to preaching that moves us to help? Can we remember our purpose in an instant?